Okay, injury report. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Kadeem Carey, head, did not participate. Antrell Roll, knee, did not participate. Alshon Jeffrey, groin was limited. Matt Forte, knee was limited. Martellus Bennett, ribs were limited. Leroy Reynolds, knee was limited. Pernell McPhee, knee was limited. Sherrod Martin, neck limited. And as you guys know, Kevin White was activated on the PUP list. Any questions?
What would you like to see from Kevin over the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, we're just still progressing. Time as you know, is business as usual. He's not ready to play this minute, but he's able to be out here and participate. We got a 3-week window. We'll evaluate that day to day.
Is there any emotional side of that for him, or a mental side, something to get him going along in terms of just mentality and being part of things?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job with that. He's been in meetings. He's a high football character guy. He wants to get better and progress. He's a true professional mindset. I think he's done very well that way. As far as really his whole thing right now is to get well. He's progressing at that. Is right on schedule. It's not a lack of effort by any stretch. He's he wants to play football. He's a football player.
Chad, of all the time you spent with Peppers in Carolina, what left an impression on you?
Well, he's a tremendous teammate, tremendous athlete. I think he's accomplished all the things we saw in him when we selected him with the second pick in that year's draft. Like all of us, he's been to a few different teams, but I think he's performed well, everywhere he's been. And I got tremendous respect for him as a player and as a person.
What is he showing you now in the latter stages of his career?
On a short week, we're, just a little bit into it, but, he can – get around the edge. He's strong enough to come up, inside as a penetrating rusher. They do move him around. They've got some unique talents there on defense that they do move around, make it harder to find. And he's one of those guys.
How much has this team changed since you faced the Packers? Or has your defense grown?
I think we've grown. They've changed and we've changed. They've had adjustments. So have we. You look at that, typically in your breakdown, your game with them is in there if you've played them up to this point, even though it was a long time ago. I saw jersey numbers for us that I didn't hardly remember. So both teams have changed quite a bit. That's pretty much every year.
Jen, do you believe in signature wins? I mean, would a win over the Packers be any more of a help, a boost to this team than like beating the Buccaneers or the 49ers or somebody else down the road?
They're all so hard to get. All these games, there's no cupcakes. Everybody's good. You just look around the league every week. Even quote the experts. They can't figure out who's going to win the game. So, regardless, it has nothing to do with record. Obviously, it's a division game, which we put a lot of stock in. It's a red letter game for us, so I'm sure it is for them. It's a conference game that we didn't get our first one of those till a couple of weeks ago. We're in a situation where it's an important game regardless of who it's against.
John, over the years, is there a point in the season where your rookies where they're more comfortable, where they're not quite rookies anymore? Is it halfway through, earlier or later?
I think the myth in our league is the rookie wall, from a negative standpoint, because, they're – used to play in a season that's half of the games of what we do. And so, they fight through that, so there's a mental toughness to that. I think from a system standpoint, anytime something's new, whether you're a rookie or a 5-year vet or whatever time you've had in the league, I think there's a comfort level that comes with experience, for all of us. I mean, whether it's your job or our job. And I don't put much stock in whether they're a rookie or not. It's just newness and, actually, the more they get to do it, the better they get.
What can you do to help them through that wall?
A lot of it's, your mind, the mindset. Some of it's actual. It's like running a mile, then all of a sudden now you're running a 2-mile. And you train different. You build a different kind of fitness system. And, I think our guys do a great job. And our young guys are plowing through it pretty good.
A couple more, we'll bring Coach.
John, your special teams units have kind of gotten on their feet in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. But at some point, are you kind of expecting a breakthrough as far as a big return or a big play, or just, I mean, you know, to help win a game, to be the difference? Is that within the realm of expectations?
Yeah, I think, it's a good question. You know, I think we've made progress. I think anytime you change personnel, and we've had our issues there, you know, in different areas on offense, defense. But, you know, in the kicking game, it's a trickle-down effect. So we've had to train new guys, and there's a feel for playing on fourth down just like there is on offense and defense. And, you know, I think Jeff Rogers and Darius Swinton, our special teams coaches, have done a good job of, you know, coaching the guys that we had up. They are getting better. You know, I thought one of our stiffer tests was a couple weeks ago. This past week was no cupcake either as far as their return ability. But, yeah, we're still waiting. We made a couple changes even return-wise. So I think the more comfortable those guys get, it'd be nice to help us get a positive impact play.
As you get a look at Kevin White in the next few weeks, will where you guys stand in the playoff race have any impact on whether or not he plays?
No. We're going to deem him healthy, and wherever we are in that three-week window, I can't say that our record will have anything to do with it.